Welcome to 7 Second Delay. I'm here with birthday boy Andy Breckman. Happy birthday, Andy.
Thanks, Kenny. That means the world to me, man.
See, Irwin gave you a nice present.
And he gave me a present. Just for him.
Yeah, you got to get closer to the mic. I can't take it anymore, Andy. I really can't.
Are you going to...
You're losing me.
Yeah, are you gonna break up with me a week before the marathon?
No, I'm not.
That would be a strategic error, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. So tonight we're doing the Driveway Moments show.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah. So we're not doing Driveway Moments.
No. Why don't you tell people the idea that we're not doing?
No, I'd rather not. It was an idea that you said you liked a couple of weeks ago, and since you would not talk to me yesterday about tonight's show, I just decided that... That was my birthday present, by the way. My birthday present was me deciding what we would do tonight. Happy birthday.
Even that was your gift to me?
Yeah.
You not bothering me?
Yeah, me not pestering you and...
You taking it upon yourself?
Not giving you a guilt trip, just deciding.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, no problem.
Is that really it? Is that all I'm getting?
Well, no, I offered to take you and your wife out to dinner, and you just asked for the money
that I would have spent
instead.
It would have been like $45, $50, right?
No, it would have been more than that. I was planning on taking you out to a nice dinner.
Why don't we say this? Give me $50.
Okay.
You can pocket the difference.
Mm-hmm.
We're both happy. It's a win-win.
Pocket what difference?
You would have spent more than $50 on dinner.
Oh, I see.
For my wife and I,
right? Okay.
So
yeah,
you're getting away cheap. You're making a little money. You don't have to spend the evening with me.
Right. How about if I just give you a gift certificate to Papa John's or something?
As my birthday gift?
Yeah.
As my 60th birthday gift?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see you do that.
Okay.
That'd be very nice.
I'll have it for you next week. Gift card to Papa John's. Do you like Papa John's?
Is that pizza?
I don't know. I'm really enjoying my nose hair clipper, though, I got to tell you.
Sounds good. Sounds like you're enjoying it.
So why don't you tell the people what you wanted to do tonight?
Well... It did amuse me, the idea to do it. You know, a driveway moment in radio is when your show is going so well, when you're on fire, when you're in the pocket, when things are just on all burning all four cylinders, right?
Right.
And your listeners can't leave the car. They get home, they pull into their driveway, but they can't turn off the radio. They have to hear what happens next.
Right, because even if it means that they get out of the car and quickly run into the house and turn on the radio,
they miss a precious 30, 40 seconds.
Exactly.
So that's a driveway moment.
That's
you have a great radio show going. Yeah, that's great radio. And we've all experienced it. We're driving home and we're listening to an interview. We're listening to a show, maybe our favorite song, maybe a new song. And you can't leave the driveway. It's a driveway moment.
Can you remember a driveway moment you've had?
Can you remember a driveway moment you had?
I have. I can. I've had many driveway moments listening to WFMU.
No, seriously.
I have.
You were tuned into this station.
Yes.
And you were so engrossed.
This station. Yeah.
This station. Mm-hmm. And you were so engrossed in what you were hearing.
Yep.
You could not think of leaving the car or turning off the motor.
Correct. It's happened to me while listening to Dave the Spaz. Mm-hmm. It's happened while listening to Andrea's show, YOY. Mm. Of course, it's a little different now because you know you can always go back and listen to the archive or the podcast. So it's not like you're never going to have a chance to hear it again.
So what was our idea? We were going to try to create a driveway moment?
No.
Try to see if we could artificially manufacture one? Because it can't be done.
No, it cannot be done.
It's like trying to make a viral video.
Yeah, you liked the idea of just, you wanted to get a contractor on the air, somebody who knew landscaping or drainage, and you wanted to get... Talk about driveway problems. You wanted to do that. So my birthday...
A driveway moment show about driveways.
Right. My birthday gift to you yesterday was simply deciding that that's what we were going to do. So I would stop calling and pestering you. Because about a month ago, we talked about doing this, and you kind of liked that idea.
It kind of made me laugh.
You wanted me to line up.
Well, you know what it was? A month ago, I was considering, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
If you could handle an honest moment.
I can.
I was considering putting in a... heating elements, a heating coil in the asphalt of my driveway because my driveway is on a sloped hill.
Yes.
Once you enter my driveway, you're going downhill. So
oh, I know. Your driveway is a death trap.
Well, when it ices over, when there's any ice at all, you can't get back up out of the driveway.
I know.
So I looked into getting heating elements installed. You can get... driveways heated, but it's expensive to install and very expensive to operate.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
So it was on my mind, and then it occurred to me we could do a whole show about driveways.
Got it. So
everyone has driveway stories.
That's why you liked the idea.
But then today I got here and I realized that's terrible.
Yeah, it's
terrible,
awful. Terrible. Awful idea.
Now, we've got to really get our act together because isn't this the show before the marathon?
It is, yeah.
What do you call that week before the marathon?
The calm before the storm week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, next week is the Soak Andy episode.
No, I didn't agree to that.
1 week from tonight,
have not worked in TV in a long time. Can't agree to the soaking.
Yeah, but you sold Who Tooted. Who Tooted is going... going on sale in 35 countries just a few months from now. And the 7 second delay newsletter,
it is a bluffing game built around a fart machine, but still, there are no guarantees.
Well, there's a guarantee that it's
going
to go.
It's the greatest idea for a game ever, but there's still no guarantee.
But it's going for sale. It's going up for sale in 35 countries.
But what if it doesn't work? What if it doesn't appeal to people?
Well, if it doesn't work in France... It's going to sell like hotcakes in Pakistan. Farting is universal, Andy.
Google hotcakes and Pakistan.
Okay.
See how they do in Pakistan.
All right.
See how the hotcake market is in Pakistan.
Hotcake sales.
Pakistan. I'm afraid you're right. I'm afraid my fart game might sell like hotcakes in Pakistan. Hotcakes in Pakistan.
Okay.
I'm surprised that's not the name of a bad band.
Pancake Machines, does that count?
I'm afraid, I'm really surprised that Hotcakes in Pakistan is not in heavy rotation here at FMU.
pancake machines count, right? It doesn't have to be a hot cake, an actual hot cake.
Really? You think they're interchangeable? Really?
I would say that if a manual pancake machine with dispenser is selling well in Pakistan, that counts.
So you think Hootooted will sell like a manual pancake dispenser in Pakistan? That's your prediction.
I'm just saying.
Hey, you know what you've just done?
What?
You didn't even know it?
What?
You have segued into the real show tonight.
What
we want to do market research.
Yes, we do.
You are the station manager here. You're gearing up for the big marathon. It's a very important marathon. I mean, I can't speak for the whole board, but I think it's safe to say your job is at stake. Wouldn't you agree?
It is.
I mean, after the performance the last 5 or 6 fiscal years,
uh-huh.
I'm surprised you're still here, frankly.
You mean running in the red most of those years?
Running it into the ground and then deep, deep under the ground.
Uh-huh.
So you want to... You were saying before the show that you're curious about how people decide what to pledge, what factors are considered when they're pledging, how important the premiums are.
Yeah, I'm very curious about that stuff. I mean, I know that I've seen some FMU listeners who have clearly decided even now which programs they're going to pledge to, how and when they're going to pledge. But I think those are the minority.
They go through the catalog, they start making notes.
Right. They go through the brochure, the web pages, and they decide that, you know.
Well, what do they decide? What is that based on? Is it based on the marathon gifts, the premium?
Yeah, the DJ premiums. But
go ahead.
Oh, we have a great premium this
year.
We do? We have the celestial portrait of Ken and Andy.
Where can people see it?
On tonight's playlist page. It's right up there. If you go to WFMU.org and click on playlist and comments.
Could I see it right now?
You can.
Wait, you go to WFMU.org?
Yes. And you go to playlist and comments, and there it is.
Dear God. And that's going to be framed? A framed copy of that?
Framed. And you offered to look at each and every one.
Right. I won't sign it, but I will look at each one individually.
Good.
Before we ship it to you. I will look at it. So then when you look at it, you'll be looking at the same picture that I looked at.
That's worthless. That's pointless. Andy...
Look, I had dinner with Madonna. She looked at me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm looking at your picture.
She looked at you disdainfully.
It doesn't matter, Ken. She looked at me. And then I, in turn, years later, am looking at this picture. So it's like you have a little connection to Madonna.
She looked at you disdainfully, and then the second you turned around, she stuck her finger in her mouth, you know, like, and made, like, the gag me with a spoon motion.
That's the highest praise a man can receive from a woman. All right.
Now, you also wanted to know if there was anything we could do this week
to make
things up to you.
To atone.
To atone for anything we've done in the last year.
We have 1 week to make things right before we ask for money.
Right. But we are actually curious about your pledging strategy.
So give us a call. We're asking two questions. How do you decide when and how much to pledge? We are very curious, and we're doing a little market research. And also, if there's anything Ken or I can do today, tonight, to get back on your good side. So you may consider helping us next week. We're at 201-536-9368.
Why did you...
201, to give people time.
Okay.
536-9368.
Uh-huh. 6-8. I think it's great that you want to...
6.
I already said that part.
8.
Listen, it's great that you want to announce the new phone number slowly, because it is a new phone number.
Yeah, because we're in the marathon studio.
Right. But that was a little too slow.
So next week we're going to be asking for your help, asking for money.
Right.
Can you have a week to think of some good reasons why the station is important and should stay on the air?
I'm working on those.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck with that.
Yeah. One week from
man, I'm glad that's not my job.
At this moment,
yeah.
1 week from tonight, it's going to be the Soak Andy period. The only soaking period during the entire marathon. And then after that.
Wait, well, maybe.
Yeah, after that, we have a really great idea. We're going to pull out the electrical generating bicycle again.
And have the.
Did you bring the hot plate?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you forgot the hot plate.
But we'll have the winged monkeys. We'll have the volunteers riding the bikes, right?
Right, right.
And the bike will be connected to a hot plate.
And on,
and
the,
on the hot plate will be a pan of water.
A pot of water.
A pot of water. I'm sorry, a pot of water. And in that pot of water will be my left foot.
Oh, it's going to be your foot.
Why not? So the more you pledge, the faster the volunteers will pedal. Or the more, I guess, the longer the volunteers will pedal, right?
Yeah.
The longer they pedal, the more electricity is generated.
The hotter the water gets.
The hotter the water gets.
The more skin peels off of Andy's foot.
So you can be giving, you can give me a hot foot. That's our plan for tomorrow. That's... Hey, guess how old I am? 60.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the 60, your 60-year-old co-host is going to have his foot on a hot plate.
Well, in a pot of water.
How did that happen? What went wrong there? Dear God, what went wrong
there? No, I think it's really smart, and we can put a little oil in the water, so there's more conductivity on the skin, and it's going to start off at room temperature and then slowly get hotter and hotter and hotter so that Andy won't even notice that his foot, that the skin on his foot is being boiled off.
You mean it's going to happen so slowly?
Right.
I won't even
that
know it's happening?
You won't even notice, yeah. By the time the oily water...
Yeah.
Gets warm enough to really start causing damage, your skin will have gone into shock. And you
when will it hit me?
It'll hit you much later once your pain receptacles come back to life. Then you'll be in enormous pain.
So the joke's on you. It won't hurt at all.
It won't hurt at all while it's happening.
It'll hurt later. You know what I'll yell when it starts hurting?
What?
Why, oh why? That's what I yell. Isn't that funny? It's the same name as Andrea's show.
Well, she got that name from you.
Yeah, it's what I scream when my skin is being burned off.
You asked her
why,
that.
Why, oh, why?
You asked her that question.
Yeah.
About something. I don't remember what.
Yeah.
Hey, we had Brian on the line, but I think he got tired of waiting and hung up.
Smart man, yep. Sign of intelligence.
Well done, Brian, in
well
Pompton
played.
Lakes.
You win, Brian. You win, my friend.
You won that little game of on-air chicken. The score of the show is Brian in Pompton Lakes 1, Ken and Andy 0.
Damn him, he's good.
Yeah.
He calls up, gets put on hold.
We get all excited.
We go babbling on about feet being burned off. He hangs up.
But the feet being burned off, that's only week one of the WFMU 7 Second Delay Marathon. Week two on March 18th.
Well, I'm 60 years old, so it's certainly going to be dignified, whatever you're about to suggest.
Right, right. No, and I understand that also we have had to retire the Wheel of Fate.
Yeah.
Traditionally, we've done the Wheel of Fate. It's become a beloved marathon institution, but Andy is no longer willing to perform pranks for money. So
except for the hot foot on week one.
Right. So
wait, that's not true. We also have a kind of a novel idea for week two, don't we?
Yeah, well, we're inviting people to come to Monty Hall, 43 Montgomery Street.
Are we going to do week two live in front of an audience?
Yes, we are.
Very exciting. And then what are we going to do?
We are going to create a new beloved 7 Second Delay institution to replace the Wheel of Fate. And that is going to be, wait for it, Andy, the human centipede.
I'm sorry, did you say something? Wait, my mind wandered.
I said,
we're going to do something new, a new tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
On stage.
Oh.
At Monty Hall.
Yeah, what would that be?
March 18th.
Oh.
The Human Centipede.
Wow. Hey, tell me more about that. I'm intrigued.
Well, you know the horror movie, right?
No.
The Human Centipede.
No, don't know it.
Well, these two German women, their car breaks down.
Uh-huh. So sounds horrible right there.
They go to the nearest house for help. And,
that doesn't sound very horrible.
Wouldn't you know it, they end up at the house of a mad scientist.
You're describing the plot of an old horror movie, of a cult.
Yeah. It's not that old.
Yeah, okay.
It's fairly recent.
And then, okay, this human scientist drags him into his dungeon, into his lab.
Right.
And he turns them into...
A human centipede.
He
surgically attaches them to one another.
So we're going to use crazy glue and attach ourselves to one another.
Right.
Depending on how much it's pledged.
Yes.
Maybe our fingertips will be crazy glued together.
That's not asking much.
Maybe our palms will be crazy glued together.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your tongue to my...
No.
Testicles?
No. We're not... We're keeping our tongues out of this.
Maybe our butt cheeks to each other,
right?
You butt cheek to butt cheek.
You offered to bring your assless pants, so we can do butt cheek to butt cheek. I still have my assless pants.
If mine are clean, I'll bring them.
Well, you have a week.
I wore them to my cousin's wedding.
You have a week to clean them.
Yeah, they got very dirty.
So,
I could bring in my assless pants, and we could play Name That Stain.
Okay, then don't clean them. Just bring them in.
Okay, we'll clean them.
Name That Stain.
Yeah.
Great. That's a great game.
That's a great game, buddy. We're on such a roll.
I love playing that. Plus, now that you're in the AARP.
We're smoking this week.
Now that you're in the AARP.
I am in the AARP. Well, I haven't joined. But they want me to join.
Oh, well, they want me to join, too. I thought
what
you
is
actually...
When do you start getting the mail?
When you're 50?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been ignoring them for 10 years.
I can't bring myself to join.
And they offer a 20% discount on assless pants. Bet you wish you joined now.
Hey, did you check out the new AARP catalog?
No, I didn't see it.
20% discount on assless pants.
Damn.
We can edit that. That could become my joke.
Okay.
That's how it works, my friend.
But then I have to edit that, too.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a very short show.
No,
I'll
edit it all.
I really want to do some market research. I really want to hear from listeners that are either planning to pledge or considering pledging. I'm really curious. Is the marathon premium, is that a big factor in your decision? Are the shows leading up to the marathon, is that a big factor? Do you calculate how many weeks you listen to the show, how many times you went to the archives to listen to a particular show? I'm really curious. I want to do some market research. Give us a call. We're at 201-536-9368.
That spells 201-KEN-WFMU.
It does?
Yes, it does.
201-CAN-WFMU. It does, really?
Yes, it does.
So there's no ego problem here?
No.
No.
I didn't plan it that way.
Yeah, right. You didn't throw the chair against the wall. I want my name in that phone number, yeah. Liz. That doesn't ring a bell. Liz, you're not leaving here till my name's in that phone number?
Guess what? I'm not the one who decided that the 5 button was going to have the K on it. That wasn't my decision. Surprise, surprise.
So this doesn't ring a bell at all. This doesn't ring a bell. What? My station, my phone number, my name. That doesn't ring a bell. That never happened.
No, that doesn't. So,
that's not a verbatim quote from the last staff meeting. 201-536-9368. Ken, WFMU.
Bronwyn discovered that. And informed me.
Yeah.
Of
oh,
it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I was actually unaware. All right. John and Madison.
I just want to do some market research.
Yeah, we're trying to do market research on the upcoming fundraising marathon. John and Madison, you're on the air.
Hello. I love the show.
That means the world to us, doesn't it, Ken?
Thank you, John. It does. I'm very happy to get a call.
And the week before the marathon, I'm being as unsarcastic and sincere as I can be.
I can tell. You sound very sincere.
Thanks, man.
So when I get the little flyer in, I look over the T-shirt.
The station T-shirt,
The station T-shirt. If I like the station T-shirt, I pledge immediately.
Okay.
I write a check out, and I pledge immediately, because otherwise I might forget.
Right.
I'm sorry to interrupt, because this is all new to me. As you know, I barely care or listen.
Yeah.
Do you have one new T-shirt a year that you introduce?
It depends. If I like the T-shirt, then yes.
No, I'm talking to Ken. Does the station produce one new T-shirt every year?
One new T-shirt per pledge drive, usually, yeah.
I see. And John and Madison, did you like this year's T-shirt?
I can't say it. It didn't grab me enough to get the checkbook.
So what can we do to get that checkbook open? What do we have to do?
You know what? There was a T-shirt design that I missed years ago that I really, really would like. It's the one with the Pulaski Skyway.
Ah, I love that one.
Do we have any more of those, Ken?
We might.
Can we dig one up for John if he pledges next week?
We might be able to. I don't know what the stock is like on the Pulaski Skyway.
Oh, I would do $100. I'll tell you right now, I promise to do $100. For one of those T-shirts.
Ken, can we make that happen?
I don't. If we have it in stock, absolutely.
If not that T-shirt, can we get one that? Can we get just a white one, and I'll draw something on it? John, what if I drew something myself on it? What if I drew the Pulaski Skyway as best I could?
Either one of those options. So
done.
So you can have me for $100.
You will have either the official T-shirt. Or a hand-drawn Andy Breckman T-shirt.
Andy actually does pretty good cartoons.
Hey, wait. I could do that for any caller. Wait. You get me enough T-shirts and enough indelible black magic markers.
Oh, can I be in on number one? Would you put a number one on mine?
Yes. The first one's yours. But people, if they pledge $100, I'll draw anything right there on the spot. I'll just do it. I'll just be a little doodle factory.
Andy's a little doodle factory.
I am. I'm your little doodle factory. I wish I had a diaper every time you called me your little doodle factory.
All right, John from Madison, you are number one, and you get the hand-drawn Pulaski Skyway shirt if we don't have a regular one left.
Yes.
Done. Hey, Ken.
Fantastic.
Ken, $100.
Thanks, John.
Ken, we're on the scoreboard.
Well, not really. It's kind of like a pledge to pledge.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. I'm going to draw. You bring in T-shirts, all sizes.
Okay.
White T-shirts. And you bring in magic markers. I will draw whatever anyone wants.
You got it.
For $100.
Okay.
And I'll sign it. I'll sign either my name or someone even more famous.
Uh-huh. Like who?
Like Boz Skaggs.
Cool.
I can sign either my name or Boz Skaggs' name.
All right.
You can have an original Andy Breckman or an original Boz Skaggs. He was great, Boz Skaggs.
He was. Is. He's not dead.
Yeah, he's not dead.
Yeah. Talking about him like he's dead.
Well.
Show some respect.
I do kind of sometimes wonder what it would be like if he died. How the world would be different. 201-536-9368. Can you imagine a world without Boz Skaggs? Let's think about that for a minute.
Without the song The Lowdown?
No, all his songs would still be here, but he himself would not
I
be
see.
Here.
The dirty...
Let's just think about it.
Hang on.
Take a minute, Ken.
Okay.
Reflect on that. A world without Boz Skaggs.
Okay. It seems a lot like the current world.
Yeah, except more food for us. Slightly more food.
That was
slightly
the difference.
More food.
You're right. That was the difference.
Our portions are slightly bigger.
I couldn't put my finger on it.
Yeah. 201-536-9368.
We're doing market research for the upcoming fundraising marathon. Sam in Jersey City, you're on the air.
Sam, you love the show, and we love you for loving us.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Sam, how do you decide how much to pledge and whether to pledge?
I'll tell you what often gets me is when the DJs give away CDs.
Uh-huh.
You know, yeah, I hate that too. I know.
$15, you can be in the running for a CD. And it's like, that's kind of fun. You know? So I'll do a few of those and bet 15 here and 15 there.
So you're what we call a serial pledger. So you pledge multiple times to try to win CDs.
What can Ken and I do to get $100 out of you next week?
Well, I do enjoy the soaking Andy part.
No. Other than that, because that cost me money, my Hollywood money.
It almost feels worth it.
Well, now it's your toy mogul money.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah. Hey, how about that T-shirt idea? Would that help?
Yeah, actually, I wouldn't mind a T-shirt. But what would you like
Andy or Bozcat?
I would draw it right. I would just be a doodle factory. I would just be drawing all during the marathon.
So cute.
What could I draw for you?
Could you draw Woody Allen getting circumcised?
Done and done. Although I should tell you, my specialty is the Pulaski Skyway.
Can you do the Pulaski Skyway with the eastbound lanes closed?
Sure.
All right.
I'll do
Pulaski Skyway.
The eastbound lanes closed.
Which is the way it is right now. Pulaski Skyway.
It is?
Cars on that westbound side. No cheating.
Right. He wants it to be clear that it's still clear sail and westbound.
Hey, I could draw one. I once drew a cartoon. I tried to get it in the New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
Of a big expressway and cars zooming down the expressway.
Uh-huh.
And there was a big sign next to the highway that said, road ends 20 feet. And then 20 feet further down, the cars were just flying off the end of the unfinished expressway into a big chasm.
Oh, into Dead Air Gulch.
Into Dead Air Gulch.
That's kind of a philosophical statement, I think.
Yeah, it was very funny.
Right. So,
yeah,
what,
I wonder why the New Yorker never returned my calls.
What was the joke there? I don't understand.
It's just, why would they not finish this highway and then put a sign up? It's just. Why would you give people just 2 seconds?
Okay.
Warning.
I got it.
That's what was so funny. But I won't draw that. Sam, I'll draw a real Pulaski Skyway.
Okay.
For you.
Yeah. Eastbound closed. Westbound, no problem. And Sam from Jersey City, be sure to come to Monty Hall 2 weeks from tonight for the first human centipede episode of Seven.
Yeah, you'll watch me and Ken. If depending on how much we raise, we're going to get some crazy glue and glue ourselves to each other, maybe to our volunteers. If Nick the Bard is there, we might get to know him pretty well.
Do I have to get glued to something if I come?
No. You're
spare the audience members.
Only if you volunteer for it.
But you could also volunteer to drive me and Kent to the emergency room after the show.
Yeah, maybe not.
Well, we could pay you.
I have other plans.
Or we could kind of hop ass to ass down the street to the emergency room.
Mm. That's a long way.
Hey, Kent, you want a little clip to go viral? Is that your dream? Ken,
yeah.
Trust me on
yes,
this.
Okay, yeah.
Trust your Uncle Andy.
That's my dream.
You and me, ass to ass, hopping down the street. Toward the emergency room. Trust me.
Okay.
Human interest.
Yeah. You'll get some kind of virus.
Yeah. We'll get some kind of virus.
All right, Sam.
It's our own human centipede.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
And it'll hurt, but you know what? We'll know that we raised $1,800.
We better raise more than that.
201-536-93...
You understand that if we only raise $1,800...
6-8.
Yeah.
201
Ken, WFMU.
Yeah.
If we only raise $1,800, it's kind of a disaster.
To who?
For the station. Yeah.
But how does that affect me?
Not
at all.
Yeah.
Really, seriously, not at all.
Okay. Phone number here is 201-536-9368.
Call us up. If I offended you this year, I'll apologize. I want to get back in your good graces before the marathon, right?
Right. Of course, if you don't get back in their good graces, then they can soak you next week. John in Asheville, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. Love the show.
Hey, John.
Thanks, John. That means the world to us. And because it's so close to the marathon, we're not being sarcastic, are we, Ken?
No. I'm never sarcastic.
That means the world to me to hear you say that.
Thanks, John. Help us. What can we do to get you to open your wallets next week?
Well, also, don't we want to know what his approach is?
Oh, I see. Yes.
Yeah.
What do you normally do? When do you decide how much and whether to pledge?
A lot of times it's mostly when I'm actually listening to a show. I get the flyer and I kind of look through it and I kind of pick out the shows I listen to, but it really depends on how the show is going that particular time.
And what
do you mean, how the marathon show is going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dear
yeah.
Lord, and we're judged by that?
Yeah. I think that's really typical.
Yeah, wait a minute. You mean we could do stellar shows all year long? We could do 50 stellar shows in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have an off night on marathon night, we pay the price?
That's what he's saying. Yeah.
It's possible. It's unlikely, but you never
know. And what is it? What are the types of things that occur during a show that put you over the edge and make you pledge?
No, not put you over the edge.
Oh, boy. Entertainment value.
Oh, we're screwed, man. If I heard him correctly, he said entertainment.
He said entertainment,
value.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Is there anything else we could do that doesn't involve entertainment?
Well, the autographed picture of Ken and Andy this year is very, very tempting.
It is a great premium.
Yeah.
It's something that
Andy has
that anyone would be proud to have on the wall.
Andy has a sapphire in the middle of his forehead, which is a direct transmitter to God. He has a telemarketer's headset on.
You mean in this picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't see it in the picture, but he is wearing his assless pants.
Ah, okay. Well, I got the newsletter for your show today, and it said that during the soaking period next week,
yes,
that Andy will be matching funds. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Well, okay, hold on.
Toy mogul funds.
That soaking period will last only a couple of minutes, right, Ken?
Yeah.
So we have to have maybe a minute this year.
Okay. Well, I always enjoy listening to how Andy does not like giving his money away, so I have been considering a Mouth of Today.
Wait, Oh, God. Wait, how much is that, like $50?
No, that's $365.
Oh, God. What the hell's going on?
See, now, that kind of reaction is the kind of thing that makes me want to give money to the station.
Well,
and also knowing that Andy just sold his, what is it, fourth or fifth toy to a giant toy conglomerate.
I've been doing okay.
He's going to
be. I've not been doing that well.
Well, Who Tooted is coming out, I think, in every Muslim nation on earth just a few months from now. It's going to be great. Very hot in the Islamic world.
Yeah.
Now, I do have a question about the Mouth of Today, though. If I do that, and I'm allowed to get 12 premiums, can I get 12 autographed copies of the picture?
Yes, you can.
Awesome.
It's not just autographed. It's framed also, right, Ken?
Framed and autographed. And plus,
you're going to really throw a plastic frame in there.
I am.
Awesome. But it'll be imitation wood. Is that right?
I can't guarantee it.
No, are we really offering to autograph all of these? Maybe people should pledge more for us not to autograph it.
I'm not sure whether that's...
Does that devalue
yeah,
it?
Yeah, somehow I think a lot of people would prefer it not to be autographed. I don't know.
I would prefer it to be autographed for the, the personal connection kind of thing,
Well, what I sometimes do is I have my assistant autograph it, and then I initial it, so I'm sort of authorizing.
What the hell?
Why don't
you just autograph it yourself?
Because it's a little quicker for me to just initial his phony autograph.
Hardly at all. I mean, it probably takes almost as long for you to initial it as it would take for you to sign it.
Oh, just shut up. We're at 201-536-9368. 6-8.
John from Asheville, thanks for your call.
And we want to hear from you. We're doing a little market research. When and how do you decide to pledge to WFMU?
Peter in Brooklyn, you're on the air.
No, it's my name. Hi. Good to talk to you guys.
Hi, Peter.
Thank you for loving us.
I didn't quite.
He didn't say he loved us.
I am a member of the 2004 WFMU intern program.
Uh-huh.
Oh, great. Welcome home. Welcome home, brother.
That was probably the third best internship year we ever had.
Yeah. Was that the circle jerk year?
The T-shirt this year. I thought this year's T-shirt was terrific, and I didn't like Joe coming on saying it wasn't any good.
Yeah, what's his problem? I love this year's T-shirt.
So, why don't you describe this year's T-shirt?
Me or Peter?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I don't care.
I thought,
so you'll be pledging.
Very lovely T-shirt to stock. Very comfortable to wear.
Yeah.
I love the whole cat idea, like the Illuminati reference.
Oh, the Illuminati cat shirt is great. That's one of my favorites. But that's not this year's, although we still have plenty of those in stock. This year's is called Audio Worship.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, and it's kind of like 2001 Space Odyssey, Black Monolith, only it's a vinyl record.
It's a vinyl record that is...
glowing.
Glowing and surrounded by...
Obedient radios.
It is very, very, very cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to up my pledge.
Now, is there any way to get that without the call letters WFMU on it?
No.
No. Oh, okay. Oh, that's fine then. No, why? That's still good.
No, why do you ask?
No, that's still good.
Okay.
You can maybe just unbutton your shirt just halfway so no one sees. No one will.
I have one further idea if you'd like to hear it.
Which okay,
be,
Peter.
You mentioned The New Yorker, Andy. I'm sure you're a big fan. How about other magazine subscription ideas that you could be able to get along, you know, kind of go along with your membership?
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea, Ken.
I'm thinking Cigar Aficionado, you know.
Ken, Cigar Aficionado magazine?
Yeah. You pledge X amount, and we'll throw in a subscription.
Yeah, a little late to be working that out. I don't know. That feels kind of NPR-ish to me.
I love it. Ken, yeah. This is a potential
pledge. Right. No, it's a great idea.
Yeah, great idea. Great I don't idea. Know where you'll get all your ideas. You're a national resource.
Yeah, and if you already have a subscription, we'll extend your subscription for a year.
Maybe. We'll think about it. Okay. Thanks very much for calling.
Good work. Great talk.
Yeah.
Thanks, Peter.
We're at 201-536-9368.
That's our new phone number up here in the Boxcar Studio.
68.
Yep.
And, hey, what do you think of this idea, Ken, to bring in some white t-shirts and a marker?
I love that idea.
And I'll just sit here sketching.
Yeah.
I'll just be doodling.
It's a great idea.
I'll be your little doodle factory.
My little doodle factory. Yes, I'm all for it.
And people can just call and say what they want me to doodle.
Yeah.
They'll have an original Andy Breckman doodle on
could
their
be
t-shirt.
It could be the Pulaski Skyway.
It could be the Pulaski Skyway with Eastbound Open, with Westbound Open.
Right.
I'm very versatile.
It could be the Lincoln Bridge next to the Pulaski Skyway.
It could be Woody Allen getting circumcised.
Maybe you want a picture of the Whitpen Bridge in between... The Pulaski Skyway and the Lincoln Bridge.
I can do almost any span or bridge or highway.
In Hudson County, New Jersey. All right, Roy in Philadelphia, you're on the air.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, Roy.
Long-time listener.
Thank you for loving us.
Love you very much. I just wanted to let you know what would make me pledge.
What is
please,
that?
Please, please, please. We're keen to learn.
Number one would be the quality of the show.
Uh-huh. Stop hurting.
Damn, is there any other options?
Stop hurting yourself. Listen to what Roy has to say.
But come on, Ken. His standards are impossible. Quality
so, Roy,
of the show.
The quality of the show, and go on.
Right, which is number one.
Okay.
Music that's getting played.
Right, good music.
Number two.
So we're out. Just hang on. Just to recap, we are out on the quality issue, and
no,
we're out.
You're not.
And we're out on the music issue.
We don't play the music. Okay. And then what are some other factors, Roy?
Then number three is the actual passion of the person on the microphone describing the music or describing what they're doing.
Uh huh.
Well, then wait. Then we do have a chance because I'm telling you this, and this is from the heart. Ken genuinely is proud of this station.
I am.
He really, really is.
Yeah, I know because I've listened to his show.
And yeah.
There was one time that Andy was proud of being part of FMU.
I keep thinking he's bluffing, it's an act, but I'm telling you, I've been with him long enough to know he's not that good an actor. He really is proud of what they do here.
I am.
If I may say so, this radio station plays music that you can't find anywhere else.
I know, but you got to get past that and forgive us for that.
No,
you can't hold that again. Oh, that's a good thing. No. Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah, he meant that as a
positive. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we are very unique. We play very unique music.
Right, that you can't find anywhere else.
Yes, that's true. You can't find it anywhere else. And that is a good thing to some people.
Yes. More than the T-shirts, more than the CDs.
Right.
That's what I look forward to in a good radio station. And that's what would make me.
So we'll see you. So maybe we'll see you 1 week from tonight with your. And maybe you'll consider pledging.
Yeah, you will definitely see me.
Oh, fantastic.
All right.
We look forward to that.
Thanks for your feedback, Roy.
No problem.
Roy. Hey, we're doing a little market research. What makes you decide to pledge? When do you decide to pledge? What are the factors that go into it? We're at a new number, 201-536-9368.
Yeah. Yep. And we go to Karen. Karen in Sleepy Hollow, you're on the air.
Hey, Karen, thank you for loving us.
Yeah, I do. I love you guys.
It means the world to us, doesn't it, Ken?
It does.
And Karen, what can we do to apologize or atone or get back on your good side?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I'm a swag for lifer, so I just go ahead and check off things when the pamphlet comes in the mail.
Uh-huh.
But I noticed that, you know, when I was you know, filling it in online, I was able to say which shows I could actually have the money go towards.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really cool. I'm afraid I didn't pick you guys, though.
You didn't pick us?
Look, it doesn't matter.
I didn't.
Well, no. Will you tell us which shows you did pick? Because I can transfer it back to us.
But I don't want you to do that.
No, it doesn't matter, Karen. It all goes to Ken and Hank's renovation fund anyway.
It doesn't. Why do you keep making that terrible
Yeah,
show?
It doesn't.
What?
Yeah, what Karen is saying.
No,
why?
Not the first lake house. Your other lake house. Hold on. Hold on, Karen, one second.
I know how you can make it up to me.
The cabin in the woods that got destroyed this winter.
How can we make it up to you? Okay. How can we get you to change your pledge and redirect it toward this show?
Change my pledge and redirect it. Well, I've been known to actually, you know, just do a little bit on the side extra for a specific show.
So, Karen, how did you decide which shows to direct your pledge to?
I direct my pledges towards shows that have, like, really nice people doing the show.
Damn it. Karen, if your standards are that impossibly high.
People who sound
good luck in life, Karen. Good luck, honey. No one will ever satisfy you if that's your standard. All right,
We're striking out on everything. Genuinely nice.
Yeah.
Playing good music.
Well, Ken, I'd say you're a nice person.
Yeah, music is good. I mean, I'll be at the station next Thursday feeding everybody lunch.
Oh, so thank you, Karen.
Maybe talk about that in person.
Yeah, so Andy made a good point that I'm a nice person, but I guess...
You are a very nice person.
But because I'm here with Andy, and Andy's so nasty and cynical and mean, I guess that drags me down, and that's what made you direct your pledge elsewhere.
Well, but maybe you being nice.
It might be part of it. And he just keeps telling the same jokes over and over.
Anybody who doesn't work for Ken will tell you he's a really nice guy.
All right, Karen, thanks for the feedback.
And these jokes
are
it's true, I do repeat these jokes. That's I call them field tested.
I see. Field tested.
Yeah, all these lines and jokes.
Right.
Some people might call me lazy. 201-538.
No, 536.
Yeah, scratch that.
Yeah, 536 spells Ken.
536-9368. And that spells out 201 Ken.
Yeah.
WF.
MU. Whereas 538 does not spell
MU.
Ken.
536-9368. Right. So we're doing a little market research. When do you pledge? When do you decide to pledge? What are the deciding factors? Are you learning anything here, Ken?
Yeah, I'm learning a bit. The niceness thing.
Well,
passion.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned passion. That never occurred to me before.
Hey, mention that. Do you have a big staff meeting before the marathon?
Tomorrow night.
Write that down. Passion.
Are you coming?
I'm going to try to come. Don't wait for me.
Okay.
You know, start without me.
Well, the makeup meeting is on Saturday.
Oh, I thought that was to learn how to apply makeup.
No.
For the big...
No, that's if you miss...
For the big marathon, post-marathon party.
If you miss tomorrow night's meeting, you can come Saturday.
I completely understood what makeup meeting meant.
Yeah, you did.
I thought it was about eyeshadow.
Well, now you know. So will you be there Saturday?
I'm going to make every effort. If it's at all humanly possible, yes, I will be there.
Okay.
The only thing that will keep me away is if anything else comes up.
Well, probably.
Like if there's something on TV.
What are you watching on TV these days?
What are you watching?
I just started watching House of Cards again.
Oh, that's the third season?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to interject or do I have to listen?
No. Hang
Thank
on.
You. Thank you, caller, for loving us.
It's Murphy in New York. You're on the air.
I what's his name? Oh, I can't think of his name. God Almighty.
Andy?
He used to be on NYU. He's on FMU now. He's really amazing.
Evan Funk Davies?
Yeah, Evan Funk. So I was looking for Evan Funk, and I was going through the lower regions, and there was a fundraiser back in the day. Uh-huh. He was on NYU, and they said, if you don't pledge right now, we're going to play the Eagles. And I immediately called up and gave $10.
Wow.
So you will pledge to avoid hearing music you don't like.
Or at Poco, Andy. Remember that. If you play Poco, I'm gonna double my pledge to soak you. If you even mention the word Poco.
I think we tried that. Didn't we try that one year playing?
We threatened to play
playing your music.
Threatened to play some Poco.
I think it backfired. It backfired terribly.
No, but anyway, this is a true story. It was way back 1980, 70 something, 80, whatever, mm-hmm. when Evan was on NYU. And I found that, that's how I found FMU, and they said, we're going to play the Eagles if you don't. And I thought, this has to be interesting.
So anyway, see that, Andy?
That's a true story. So if you play the Eagles, I promise I'll donate if you shut it off.
You're good for $10.
Oh, wait, have we ever done that?
You know what I'm good for.
Have we ever done that? We start playing the Eagles, and you offer to turn it off?
We've done that. It didn't work very well. Yeah.
But it's still a great idea from a guest that we truly appreciate hearing from, right?
Anyway, yeah. Andy, think of a metaphorical bucket of water above your head, because that's what's happening.
I think I get exactly what you mean. Hey, yep. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Murphy.
Okay, man. I don't understand what he meant.
He means you're getting soaked.
Oh, no.
And, of course, you're getting soaked.
Why is that being pleasure to people?
In multiple... Because
that
you're
really,
so...
That really, truly, in my heart of hearts, makes me a little... Man.
Wait, you don't understand? You don't understand why it works?
I just don't.
People love...
If they're going to pledge $20, God bless them, why does it have to... Why do they have to stick it to me?
Because they love to hate you. Because you're so disdainful of everything
But there's no way they could know that because I act so cheery and upbeat.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
This is going to be bad next week. I'm going to spend the whole week dreading it. Let's just do the soaky for like 20 seconds.
We'll work that out next week. We have a couple more minutes, and then it's time for YOY. Phone number here is 201-536-9368.
Hey, we got to get some T-shirts and that magic marker. People like that idea.
Yeah.
I think they really do. They'd get an original Andy T-shirt.
Yeah, you know what?
None of that FMU crap.
You could do your own interpretation of any number of FMU T-shirts. All the ones that we're out of stock on, you can hand-draw them.
But my T-shirts, and this is a guarantee from me to you, mm-hmm. will not say WFMU.
Oh, no. If you're making
it... You can wear it in public. You can go out. You can wear it in society.
That's not a selling point. People want it to say WFMU.
All right. We'll see.
Make a note of that.
Maybe you're right.
Would you write the name of the program? Would you write 7 Second Delay?
Well, I'm going to be doing a lot of them. It's going to be, I have to work quickly, right?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have to figure out how to mount them so you can easily draw on them. We need a mannequin.
No, we need some kind of easel.
We need...
To have the T-shirt stretched over it.
We need some kind of combination between a mannequin and an easel.
Yeah, a manic easel. An Ezekin.
Ezekin. That's good. That's better.
Okay.
All right. Joe in Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Hey,
Joe. Thank you for loving us.
Thank you, guys. My daughter has come up with an idea for a T-shirt.
Great. What is it?
Done and done. You tell her it's hers.
It's a hand-drawn Andy T-shirt of an eggplant wearing sunglasses with a hat on.
An eggplant wearing sunglasses with a hat on. I love it.
Eggplant, sunglasses.
I love how your daughter thinks.
What kind of hat?
Baseball hat.
Baseball hat. Okay, baseball hat.
Love it.
Got it. All right. Thank you, Joe. Thank your daughter.
What size T-shirt is your daughter?
She is 8 years old. Her name is Una.
Una. That T-shirt will be available next week if you hit our What are we going to charge for these original Andy Breckman t-shirts?
Don't know.
Well, what if they're really popular? What if you could really raise money?
I shudder to think.
I think it's the best idea ever.
Well, thank you, Joe, and thank you, Una.
All right, have a good day.
Yeah, bye-bye. Thank you, Una.
We're almost out of time.
You know what I'm really going to do this week?
What?
Practice drawing eggplants and skyways.
Pulaski skyways?
That's the most popular kind of skyway.
All right.
Oh, brother. Oh, brother. What's going to happen next week?
I don't know.
I'm scared. Pamela, are we really doing the exercise bike attached to a hot plate?
Yes, we
with
are.
With my foot in a big pan?
Yes, we are doing that.
In a big pot?
Yep. Because you're getting soaked figuratively and literally next week.
But I offered to draw t-shirts.
Yeah, whatever. Too late. Pamela in San Francisco, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
The t-shirt idea is great, but I wanted to, it's probably too late for this year, but can you please, somebody, I would donate, I don't even know how much money, if you made a sticker for a window, like a, you know, the they're not even called decal kind of thing that
oh.
can peel on and off easily.
A window sticker.
Well, whatever they're called.
What would it say?
I don't know. You could do, that's, you
Wait, do you mean like for the...
by your hot foot, Andy.
Do you mean like for the rear windshield on a car?
Yeah, or wherever. Or
like a semi-transparent WFMU sticker for a window?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, like the prank ones used to look like bullet holes, right?
Right, right. Like
yeah,
that.
You could do one of Andy peering into your window.
That's a great idea.
That would be so funny.
Yeah. A peeping Tom based on Andy.
Yeah, a peeping Andy.
So all year long, when you least expect it, I'll startle you over and over.
Just like you do in the boys' bathroom down in Monty Hall.
Yeah, just like I do in the boys' bathroom down in Monty Hall.
Wouldn't that be great in a car window?
Pamela, there's a full-size statue of Andy in the boys' bathroom down at Monty Hall, and like people run out of that bathroom screaming when they
walk in. You know what's great about having that statue of me in the boys' bathroom?
What?
Because I can always go sneak into the boys' bathroom, stand in front of the statue, and no one will know it's really me. I'm in that boys' bathroom, baby. That's a free pass.
That's true. You're in there a lot.
I
was trying to figure out what that was all
because
about.
It's just the statue of
yeah,
me.
Yeah, got it.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Pamela.
Okay. Oh, bye-bye. Boy. Now, are you feeling better about next week than you were, or
yeah,
are you scared?
No, I'm feeling better, and I like the t-shirt idea.
Well, we got to figure out how to logistically do it.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to thank Veronica for writing a newsletter that it turned out was completely erroneous.
Yeah, but it was still a good newsletter.
Because we misinformed you. And Nick.
Nick the Bard.
Screener. And in advance to all the volunteers that are coming in, when does the marathon start, Ken?
Starts Sunday at noon with Glenn Jones and X-Ray Burns.
And when do you start building the wraparound porch on your lake house? You got to wait to see your number.
No room for a porch, period.
Yeah.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org and 91.9 FM in Rockland County. Stay tuned for YOY with Andrea.
And we'll just say it one last time.
Yeah.
Ken, say it with me. Thank you for loving us.
Thank you
for loving
us. We'll be right back.
is YOY. I'm Andrea Salenzi. Tonight's show, what do you do when you and your friend realize you've been on Tinder dates with exactly the same dudes? This is part two for all WFMU listeners. And you can go back and listen to part one if you want. It's in the WFMU archives at WFMU.org. Let's recap a bit to catch you up on the story. This all started with the following email, read here by my friend Sergey.
Dear Andrea, we, my friend Jen and I, have a story about type, in scare quotes, of course, that you might be interested in including for YOY. Jen and I haven't actually known one another that long. We met when I started my new job because she's my office mate. We have the same hair, similar fashion sense, and overall look. But we have similar interests and senses of humor and ways of supporting one another. It turns out, we also have a similar dating history that we've discovered over the last few months of almost constant contact, hanging out, and Tindering at work. We've uncovered three guys that we've both been on dates with around the same time. When we talk about it, the guys are actually sort of the control subject.
Abby and Jen, the letter writers, they work in an office in Chicago. So I sent my friend Maya, because she lives in Chicago, to do the interview.
Yeah, let's get into the differences between Tinder and OkCupid.
Maya loves the show. She listens to it all the time.
I haven't been listening as much recently.
Okay, well, she used to, but she did a really good job with this interview. The subject of tonight's story have done their fair share of dating in Chicago.
A majority of my friends are guys who I've gone on some dates with.
Until they acquired what they describe as a weird harem of dude friends.
Which, as an editorial note, sounds really ill-advised.
Let me describe them both. Abby is 31. Her friends describe her like this. They say she's like Winona Ryder and Beetlejuice, the mom from Bobby's World, and Maria Bamford, combined. She's like a Midwestern mom riot girl, and the first person to make a smart-ass comment in a dark room full of women.
There was one guy who messaged my friend, and he just said, "What's up, hot dog?"
Her friend is Jen, who's 27 and has just about the same look as Abby, but has glasses.
I had one that from this guy who said, "Guys don't make passes at girls with glasses." I'm just like, that's not even true.
And she kind of has a distinctive voice. She describes it as a little more sniffly, which has to do with being hit in the face when she was 15 at a Mighty Mighty Bosstones show. Sounds rough. And they laugh almost the same. And all the time.
You laugh at the way I eat crackers.
because you turn around and you stare at me while you eat them.
And I know it's hard to tell women apart on the radio, so we're going to keep using these audio cues. Here's Abby.
"What's up, hot dog?"
And Jen.
"Guys don't make passes at girls with glasses."
And Abby again.
"What's up, hot dog?"
And Jen again.
"Guys don't make passes at girls with glasses."
As we heard before, Abby and Jen have dated three of the same guys before they ever became friends. We're calling them guys A, B, and C. On the last show, we heard about their dates with B and C. Here are some quick recaps of those dates, and then eventually we'll get to our brand new date, which was with guy A. First, Abby.
"What's up, hot dog?"
She told us about her date with guy B.
We went on a date. We went to a record store and looked at records. And we went to McDonald's and made a lot of jokes about that. And then we went to this party in Humboldt Park, a queer librarian's party.
There wasn't a connection, but they've hung out.
We spent an entire evening writing these erotic fan fiction stories about McDonald's characters.
And Abby and I are trying to dig up a copy of that McDonald's erotica, but until we find it, maybe one of you wants to email it to me and I could edit it into this show. Use the contact form on my website at yoy.sexy. And maybe don't. I don't know. It sounds like a horrible idea. Next up, Jen.
"Guys don't make passes at girls with glasses."
She told us about her date with guy B.
So we went to, I think we met at the Macy's food court. From Terra Fresco, which is actually really good.
I almost went there tonight.
Yeah, it's Rick Bayless's, one of Rick Bayless's places. And we went to the Shed Aquarium, and he was the whole, we saw the Dolphins show, and like the whole time he was like trying to put his arm around me and like hold my hand, and I wasn't really feeling it. And so I was just sort of like, I was trying to be nice, but I was just like, man, you know, if this is first date stuff, if I'm not giving you signals, maybe tone it down a little bit. But yeah, so it was kind of just an awkward time at the shed.
Okay, now back to Abby.
What's up, hot dog?
She was in a full-on relationship with Guy C, but then things fell apart for a reason that probably sucked at the time, but is pretty funny in retrospect.
He was like, it's because of my birthday. And I was sort of like, what do you mean? He goes, well, you went to your friend's graduation party, and it was the weekend of my birthday, and I remember that he didn't like my gift.
Which was a pretty thoughtful gift.
It was okay. I mean, I felt kind of weird giving him a gift because he said no clothes. So I couldn't give him,
gift specifications.
He had very specific gift specifications. He also kind of had expensive tastes. And, I mean, I felt like it was kind of early. Like, it was about 4 months in. And so I got him, like, kind of just jokey things, like, between us. So I got him, like, at his house they have this huge record collection that's just sort of silly but also like awesome, and so I got him a Dolly Parton record that they didn't have that would have